On Wednesday, a small bank in the district of Prague 4 witnessed drama of a kind rarely seen in the Czech Republic when an armed robber took two people hostage at gunpoint and demanded millions of crowns. The assailant, who had appeared in the branch a day earlier, communicated his demands through a police negotiator in the standoff, which lasted almost 4 hours. In the end, he got nothing, only handcuffs and a quick ride to a police cell. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Bank jobs are not unusual in the Czech Republic, but only rarely have would-be robbers held and threatened to shoot hostages. That was the situation on the ground much of Wednesday at a Prague 4 bank. The situation began when a 51-year-old suspect entered the premises sometime after 10 a.m. It was not the first time he had been there. A day earlier, the suspect had asked about the possibilities of securing a business loan. A day later, brandishing a gun, he took two people, the branch's director and another female employee, hostage. His demand, 3 million crowns and a secure escape. Local officers as well as police from the country's rapid response force arrived at the scene soon after, proceeding to close off areas around the bank, including nearby stores, even as snipers took up position. Some 70 officers were on the scene in all. First contact with the assailant was then made over the telephone. The police negotiators who led talks with the robber were afterwards credited with having done an exceptional job, which led to one hostage being released early into the standoff. Libor Lochman, the head of URNA, the rapid response force, later had nothing but praise for the officers, including the negotiators, who gained the assailant's trust.
I think it was a success because the negotiators did such a good job. It's true the negotiations led to the release of only one of the hostages, but our immediate priority was to put the least number of people at threat. According to my information, the man did not behave aggressively towards the hostages, but he did have a weapon, and he threatened he would use it if his demands weren't met. There were moments when he was clearly disturbed, and we couldn't predict what he might do. Then, when we moved in, everything happened so fast, he didn't have time to act.
Police moved in after the robber agreed to exchange his remaining hostage for a plainclothes negotiator, and a stun grenade then caught the assailant by surprise. Within seconds, the man had been apprehended and his hostage led to safety. Still, there's no question the women held at gunpoint suffered emotional trauma. They've been offered psychological counseling by their employer. As for the 51-year-old perpetrator, he has been charged in connection with the holdup, and further charges may follow. As it stands, he could face between 10 to 15 years in prison. Why did the assailant do it? So far, few details have emerged, but it has been revealed the man was punished 8 times in the past for shady property transactions. A number of news websites, including IDNES, have also since reported that after police moved in on Wednesday, they learned the firearm the man was brandishing was in fact a gas pistol.
Jan Wellinger with that report.